Yesterday, Hyaraji explained citta nupassana about samahita citta, collected unified mind, and asamahita citta, the mind that is not collected or unified. Hyaraji explained that when one is noting objects such as primary object with effort, viriya, and when the sati, mindfulness, becomes strong by noting with aiming the mind towards the object, which is one of the jhanic factor, and putting effort in the practice, one develops kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, one moment after another. When there is kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, the mind will not be disturbed by raga, lust, and thus the mind will be calm, steady, away from the agitation. The mind will be calm, steady, and it will be free from pollutants by noting them at the moment of arising. And when this calm, steady mind, which is collected and unified, arises, one should know it as it is, and it will be citta nupassana, according to the teaching of the Buddha. Asamahita citta is the opposite. The mind that is not calm, not steady, restless, it is asamahita citta. So, knowing the benefit of satipatthana practice, when one is too eager to get the benefits, when the person has too much eagerness in the practice, the person can be exerting excessive effort. When the person exerts excessive effort, then the noting mind will slip away from the object, and the mind can scatter. In Pali, it is called atipagahita citta uddaca nupadita. When one is too anxious, one cannot adjust or balance his or her effort. So putting excessive effort, the mind slips away, and the mind does not fall onto the object, but there can be udicca, restlessness. The mind can scatter, and such mind is called asamahita citta. The mind is not calm and collected on the object, and thus the mind will not be pure, it will be polluted. So when this mind arises, one should know it as it is. When one notes the primary object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, and during walking meditation, lifting, moving, placing, and when noting other general activities also, one needs to note with aim and effort so that the mind will fall calm and collected on the object. So if the person is noting the presently arising object, the person will make progress in the practice. The person will know whether his or her mind is calm or not calm, collected or not collected. If the person does not know whether his or her mind is collected or not, the person's noting will be superficial, and some of the yogis, they even are mistaken that they are gaining concentration, samadhi. So Saraji explained, according to the commentary and also according to the teaching of the Buddha, in the guidance of the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji, under the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji. So there will be asamahita citta when the mind is agitated by raga, or when the mind is agitated by dosa, and thus the mind will not be calm and collected. By noting on the primary object with much care and attention, the person will know when his or her mind is samahita, calm and collected mind, or asamahita citta, the mind that is not collected or not calm. By knowing the mind as it is, by being mindful of the mind as it is citta nupassana, and the yogi practicing citta nupassana is called citta nupassi. And the next pair of mind is vimutta citta and avimutta citta. Vimutta citta is the mind that is free from defilements, and avimutta citta is the mind that is not free from defilements. If the mind is not free from defilements, it means that there is no security, safety in the mind. If one does not have any protection, then the mind will not be safe and secure from the defilements. So that's why one needs to have necessary protection so that the defilements will be hindered from coming into the mind. When the mind is safe and secure, it will be free from the disturbances of the defilements. The mind that is free from the disturbances of the defilements is called vimutta citta, the mind that is free from defilements. And avimutta citta is the mind that is not free from defilements. In the text, vimutta citta are categorized into 5. The first one is tadanga vimutta. One gains tadanga vimutta by momentarily free from kilesa defilements. The second one is vikambana vimutta. One gains vikambana vimutta by being free from defilements, by distancing the defilements. And the third one is samucheda vimutta, by abandoning the kilesa defilements, by totally abandoning the kilesa defilements, one can gain samucheda vimutta. The fourth one is patipassati vimutta. One can gain this by tranquilling the defilements. And the fifth one is nisarana vimutta. One can gain this vimutta by liberation from these defilements. Among these 5 categories, the first 2 can be observed. The first 2 can be gained through vipassana practice. One can gain tadanga vimutta when noting the objects the mind is momentarily free from kilesa defilements. By becoming momentarily free from kilesa defilements, one can gain the danga vimutta. And when the yogi gains momentum in the practice, when the practice has gained momentum, there may be times when the yogi failed to note, and even when the yogi failed to note, gross defilements cannot enter due to the momentum of practice. So when kilesa defilements are distanced through momentum of practice, it is called vikambana vimutta. So it means that when the yogi notes the presently arising object at the moment of their arising without thinking, having sustained mindfulness on the object, the mind is free from defilements momentarily, and thus there will be tadanga vimutta. When one gains momentum in the practice, the person is free from defilements, distancing the defilements, and there will be vikambana vimutta. The mind that does not have such two kinds of vimutta, the danga vimutta or vikambana vimutta, it is called avimutta citta. In the text, Buddha said that in order to note the presently arising object continuously, one should have a single mind. So in Pali, it is called ekacitta. If it is to be translated into English, it is single mind. So what do we mean by single mind? Is that satta rekhena cetasa samanagato. It means that one should be endowed with the mind that has protection. In order to have protected mind, one needs to be noting every arising object. One needs to be mindful every time one sees, every time one hears, every time one smells, every time one tastes, every time one touches, every time there is rising, every time there is falling, every time there is blinking, opening, closing of the eyes. They should be done with mindfulness. By being mindful of whatever object that arises, then there will be mindfulness. Mindfulness will arise continuously, one after another. Having this mindfulness as protection, one is said to have a single mind. That is, one has sati, mindfulness, as protection by noting every arising object continuously. One should know the characteristic, function, manifestation, and proximate cause of sati, mindfulness. The characteristic of sati is apilapana lakkhana. Sati has the characteristics of not floating on the object. When it is said that the mindfulness has the characteristics of not floating on the object, so to say it directly, it means that sati, mindfulness, sinks into the object. So the mindfulness mindfulness sinks into the object. So the example is given: if one throws a cork on the water, then the cork will float on water. But if one throws a stone, the stone will sink into the water. In the same way, sati, mindfulness, sinks into the water just as a stone will sink. The mindfulness will sink into the object just as a stone will sink in water. So the characteristic of sati is not floating on the object. When there is sustained mindfulness on the object, the mind sinks into the object. It is the characteristic of sati. So in order that the noting mind will sink onto the object, one needs to apply the jhanic factor. One needs to aim the mind towards the object, and one should put effort in noting the object. So by noting with aim and effort, the noting mind will sink into the object. So yogi will know whether his or her mind is just superficial, noting superficially on the object, or noting the mind sinking into the object. But they do not need to take time to think whether they can note superficially or whether they can note sinking the noting mind into the object. They will know themselves whether the noting is superficial or whether the noting sinks into the object. And the function of sati is asamosa rasa. It has the function of not forgetting or not losing sight of the object. The objects will be arising continuously, and sati mindfulness will be sati mindfulness should be continuous, following whatever object that arises. One needs to note with aim and effort so that there will be sustained mindfulness. One will not lose sight of the object. When somebody is doing research, one should not lose sight of what he/she is observing. In the same way, yogis should be noting the object so that yogi does not lose sight of the object. The object should be in view, not losing sight of the object. So, not losing sight of the object is the function of sati mindfulness. And the manifestation of sati is visaya bhimukhi bhava pachupatthana. Visaya means objects, the objects that are arising. One should note in such a way that the noting mind will be abhimukha. The noting mind will be direct or face to face with the object. So Sarah G gives an example. If you want to take a look at a Buddha image, you should take a look with your face facing to the face of the Buddha image. Your eyes should be face to face or direct with the Buddha image so as to see it. In the same way, one needs to note the object so that the noting mind will be face to face or direct with the object. So, visaya bhimukhi bhava pachupatthana means mindfulness has the manifestation of face to face or direct with the object. And when noting the object, one should have momentum in mindfulness. The noting mind should sink into the object. One should not do it in easygoing manner or haphazardly, but one should note in such a way that the mindfulness will spread onto the object. So yogis should note in such a way that the mindfulness will spread onto the object so that it will cover the whole object. So yogis should not be noting in a superficial manner. As soon as the object arises, the noting mind should be face to face or direct with the object so that the noting mind will be concurrent with the object. Another manifestation of sati is araka pachupatthana. Sati has the manifestation of protection from the defilements. When there is sati mindfulness, then sati mindfulness is guarding or protecting the mind from kilesa defilements. So it is the manifestation of sati is protection or guardianship. And the proximate cause of sati is tirasanya badatana. Mindfulness has the proximate cause of firm perception. In order to gain mindfulness, one should have firm perception. One should record whatever object that arises. Saroji gives an example of recording voice. One should record so that one should record in a way so that the voice will be recorded onto the disc or onto the tape. When the person records properly, whatever the voice is, it will be properly recorded onto a disc or onto a tape. In the same way, whatever object that arises, one should not be thinking. One should note so that it will be recorded. And this recording is compared to sanya, perception. So having tira sanya, firm perception, is the proximate cause for arising of sati, mindfulness. Whatever object that arises, one should note so that the noting mind will pierce into the object and mindfulness will arise. So yogis should know whether they are noting superficially or whether they are noting properly. If they are noting properly, then they will get the benefits of sati, mindfulness. Practicing satipatthana meditation is to prevent kilesa defilements from arising. When the defilements arises, one should know that these kilesas are arising at the moment they arise. So it is better to prevent the kilesa defilements from arising by being mindful. And if the defilements arise, one should be mindful of them right away. One should cure them right away by noting it right away. So Xiaoji said, one cannot say, kilesa, you go out, but you need to have protection with mindfulness so that defilements will not enter the mind. And if they arise, one should note it right away. So sati, when there is sati, there will be rekha varana goti. Rekha means guarding, protecting, protection or guardianship. One needs to protect the mind, guard the mind so that the defilements cannot enter. And one should also block the mind, one should also block so that the defilements cannot enter the mind. Rakha means protection or guardianship, and avarana means blocking so that the defilements cannot enter. If there is rakha varana guti, if there is rakha varana, guarding, protecting, blocking of the defilements from entering, then there will be guti, safety or security. Yogi who practices, who notes respectfully, meticulously, whenever there is rising or falling or other objects, without missing, without failing, with aim and effort, there will be sustained mindfulness, and thus there will be protection, guardianship, blockage away from the defilements, so that the defilements have no chance to arise. And thus, there will be security and safety because the mind cannot be disturbed by raga, the mind will not be agitated by dosa, and thus, the mind will be safe and secure from the defilements. And thus, the mind will be free. It is called mutti. The mind is free from the defilements momentarily. If the yogi is able to note for one moment, for that moment of mindfulness, he, she is free from the defilements that can enter due to lack of mindfulness. And it is called the danga vimutti. There will be freedom from the defilements momentarily, and the mind is called the danga vimutta citta. Now one understands what is vimutta citta, and Saraji explains the word the danga. The word the danga is made up of ta and anga. Ta means the mind that has sati as chief, the mind, the mental associates that has sati, mindfulness as chief, and anga means factor. So by the mind which has sati, mindfulness as mental factor, having mindfulness as chief, one becomes free from the defilements that can arise by lack of mindfulness. If there is one moment of noting, one moment of mindfulness, so for that moment, one is momentarily free from defilements. Saraji gives an example. If one country is trying to colonize the other country, they cannot colonize the whole country at once. So they colonize one division, one state by state, and finally they can colonize the whole country. Saraji gives another example. If there is an empty bottle, it will be full of air. Usually, air will take up the place where there is a void. If the void is big, the air will go in by big volume. If the void is small, then the air will go in by small volume. In order to put the air out of the empty bottle, and the bottle has a very narrow neck, then one can drop water drop by drop. If one can drop a drop of water, and due to the pressure of the water drop, the air will be expelled in the volume of a drop. When the water replaces, then the air will be automatically dispelled as the water replaces. So when one is able to drop water drop by drop, the air will be expelled, and the bottleneck is very narrow, so one should be careful in order to fill up the bottle with water drop by drop so that the air in the bottle will be expelled. When the bottle is filled up half the bottle, then the air from this half of the bottle will be expelled. So this is the one way how to expel water, how to expel air from the bottle. Usually, people are living in the way they want without regard to their virtue or reputation. So just like the bottle was filled with air, in the same way, these people are filled with kilesa, air inside. At times, there can be a tornado of kilesa defilements, and at times, there may be a breeze of kilesa defilements. So Sharaji said, just like one has to heat up the bottle in order to expel air from the bottle, in the same way, one needs to heat up with atapa viriya, ardent effort, in order to expel the defilements from the mind. So one needs to be noting with full of alertness, activeness, readiness, putting ardent effort in the practice so that kilesa defilements will be expelled from oneself. One should be noting on the presently arising object so that mindfulness will gain upper hand and kilesa defilements will have no chance to arise. In this way, one should expel kilesa defilements by exerting ardent effort so that these defilements will be heated out, expelled out. By having sati, mindfulness, and viriya effort, one is giving no way for kilesa defilements to arise. So when sati becomes weak, then the defilements will come into the mind just as air will come into any kind of void. So that's why one should be noting with effort, with sustained mindfulness, by noting the object with mindfulness and effort, one is said to be dispelling, giving no way for kilesa defilements to arise. When the kilesa defilement arises, one should note it right away. When one wants to take out the air from the bottle, one can also take it out by sucking the air out of the bottle. In the same way, when the defilement arises, one should suck these defilements out of oneself by being mindful immediately as soon as they arise. So one should always have sati, mindfulness, and viriya effort. Having sati and viriya present, these kilesa defilements will have no room, no chance to arise. So if the defilements arise, just as you need to suck out the air from the bottle, in the same way, when the defilements arise, one should vacuum out, suck out these defilements out of oneself by being mindful of them as soon as they arise. Today 1 hour is up, so Sharaji will continue to explain the next day. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.